the Pharisee in the gospel today pays our Lord a very deep compliment, even though he's not sincere. Nevertheless, what he says to our Lord is extremely high praise. When he says that our Lord is a true speaker because he doesn't regard the person of men. He's saying that our Lord says whatever is true without any regard for whether people like it or want to hear it. And that's a very rare thing. Mankind in general is not interested in hearing the truth. People don't love the truth. When God became man, there were two main obstacles that got in the way of the human race listening to what our Lord had to say. And the first one was that people don't love the truth. And even we as Catholics accept the truth and we believe in it, but a lot of times we only pay it lip service and we don't live according to it. And we say that we believe one thing, but in our lives we live according to a different rule. And then the other obstacle against people listening to the Word of God when our Lord came was because of human respect. People heard the words of our Lord and in some cases believed them, but they were afraid what other people would think about them if they put it into practice. And even today, this is one of the greatest obstacles to our salvation. But it is very foolish to have the truth and yet not to follow it, because someone who doesn't believe in the truth or will look down on us. So first of all, it really is a tragic thing to say, but it's absolutely true, that the human race doesn't pursue the truth, the supernatural truth of our faith. It says that right in Scripture. St. John says that men love darkness better than light. If mankind really loved the truth and wanted it, the whole world would have been converted to Christianity when the apostles preached to it, but obviously that didn't happen. And why didn't people accept the teaching of the apostles? The reason is that their paganism allowed them to follow their passions and commit whatever sins they wanted. While the apostles, on the other hand, preached the gospel of penance and self-denial that was just not popular to the world. If the apostles had gone out into the world and preached some sort of get-rich-quick scheme, or if they were out hawking some drug that would make people live, twice as long as they otherwise naturally could, so that they could continue to enjoy all the pleasures of this world that much longer, everyone would have been all over them, hanging on their every word. But instead, of course, we know what happened to the apostles, as happened to our Lord as well. They preached the gospel of Christ crucified. They were all put to death in a similar way. And the same thing happens even this very day, that to people who try to preach the word of God, who try to influence their family and friends to accept the Catholic faith and to live according to it. And as I'm sure all of you know, people who do those things are persecuted even today too, just like Christ and his apostles. And it's sad to say this, but a lot of times the worst and the most bitter persecution that people face when they try to live according to the gospel comes from Catholics themselves who don't want to live according to their faith. There are a lot of Catholics that say they believe in the Catholic religion, but in practice, in their day-to-day lives, they completely reject it. Even though the Catholic faith teaches us the most important things that we need to know in our lives, it teaches us how to be happy even in this world, and more importantly, how to be happy in heaven forever, as long as we sacrifice our own will and submit our will to the will of God. But as we know, people just don't want to do that. They don't love the truth more than they love themselves and their own sinful desires. And if only people would have greater love for the truth, their lives would be in accordance with the faith. Our faith teaches us that every human being, from the richest and the most powerful person in the world, down to the poorest and the most wretched person on earth, is a creature of God, and his soul is made to the image and likeness of God. Each of us has a guardian angel. We all have the saints in heaven as our friends and as our protectors. And we have our Blessed Lady herself as our mother in heaven. And we are all called to a glorious vocation. And how can we know all of these things and yet live according to the spirit of the world, according to the ways of sin? It comes from our not loving the truth of our holy faith. Our faith teaches us that those of us who are in sanctifying grace are the children of God, and we're in a glorious condition that is more prestigious and more glorious than any honor in this world. It enables us to gain merits for heaven and an eternal reward for every good action that we do. Our faith teaches us that every action that someone does in sanctifying grace is meritorious, unless it's sinful, of course, and it increases that person's merit in heaven if he saves his soul. And if you think about it, we work so hard to get a little bit of money that we spend it and then it's gone, and we're back where we started. And yet we believe that we can easily earn merit in heaven that is far better than any possession in this world, any worldly joy, and will even last forever. And yet look how much time we spend in our lives working not for heaven, but only for enjoyment in this world, for things that passed away. This makes absolutely no sense. And we only do it because we don't love the truth of our holy faith the way we should. Another thing that our faith teaches us is that none of us is sure of our salvation. We could very easily fall into the state of mortal sin and die before we can repent, and then we'll be lost for all eternity. And not only will we be lost, but we will be tormented with the most excruciating pains of body and soul forever and ever. And yet if you look at how many Catholics live, and including all of us to a certain extent at least, it looks like they believe that no matter what they do in this world, they'll end up in heaven, or that they'll always have plenty of time and grace to repent of whatever sin they commit. And they love their own desires more than the truth. We can open the Gospels and read our Lord saying that people who are poor in spirit are blessed. People who love God more than this world are the people who are blessed. And yet the people of this world say exactly the opposite. People of this world say, blessed are the people who are rich and powerful and safe from any possible calamity, and who enjoy all of the pleasures of this world, both sinful and otherwise. And sometimes, in fact, very often, people of this mindset are bothered by their conscience, and they see in their hearts how foolish this mentality is. And they know that they need to change their lives. But they are afraid of what other people will say. And that takes us back to the gospel of today. This Pharisee praised our Lord because he didn't care what people thought about him, as long as he loved the truth. And that is the key. We should care what people think about us if what they think is correct. I'm not saying we should never care what anyone thinks about us, no matter what, because that's a very prideful attitude. But the point is that we should care what God thinks about us more than what other people think. And a lot of times people are afraid to change their life. They're afraid to go to Mass every Sunday, to stop going to places of sin, because they would lose their friends, or their friends would think they were crazy, or their family would avoid them. And they love all of these people around them more than they love the truth and more than they love God. And it is true that once we start practicing our Catholic faith, we find that it's harder and harder to surround ourselves with people that don't, because we won't be able to approve of the things that they do and say, and they won't like to hear us condemn their sins. That's something that we should expect. In fact, our Lord warned us about this in advance so that we would be ready for it. He said, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and even his own life, he can't be my disciple." And when we become the friends of Christ, it becomes almost impossible, or in fact maybe outright impossible, to stay friends with people who are the enemies of Christ, because they won't like us anymore. But friendship makes us similar to our friends. If we're the friends of Christ, we will be like him. And we will become a true speaker, as this Pharisee said, and we will not regard the person of men. But our Lord is a much, much better, in fact, infinitely more perfect friend than any human being could ever possibly be. And we really are gaining a lot in the bargain. And even though it's a little bit more difficult in this world to be the friend of Christ and put God first above human respect, we'll see that when we die, he will be our friend for all eternity in heaven, and with all the saints and the angels. And that is what really matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.